The film Judas and the Black Messiah has already made history at the Oscars.
The Black Panthers are forming a rainbow coalition of oppressed brothers and sisters of every color.
It's the first Best Picture nominee with an all-black producing team, which includes two Kings and a Coogler. Ryan Coogler, that is, along with Shaka King and Charles D. King. NPR's Mandalay Del Barco has more on the new vision Charles D. King is bringing to Hollywood.
Charles D. King has always had an eye for spotting talent, and he knows diverse audiences are thirsty for their stories to be told in Hollywood. It's why he created his own multi-platform company called Macro.
To focus on telling stories from and about people of color, things that are historical, things that are entertaining. There were just not enough of these types of movies.
King remembers the phone call he got from his good friend Ryan Coogler, whose superhero movie Black Panther was a hit. He says Coogler was ready to produce a film about a real-life Black Panther leader.
He said, hey, there's this incredible script written by Shaka King about Fred Hampton, and I'd like to see if you and Macro would be interested in collaborating with us on it. It was a story that needed to be told. We were just blown away by the story, examining the work and the life of Chairman Fred Hampton and the informant that infiltrated the Chicago chapter of the Black Panthers to try to bring them down.
As a producer, King helped develop the script for Judas and the Black Messiah. He was on the set, and he was intensely involved with the film's release and marketing. Writer-director Shaka King says Charles King's support was crucial.
He committed 50% of the budget before we even went out to a studio, which is incredibly rare, which also gave us just a certain level of autonomy. You know, I mean, if he'd put in less money, the studio would have had more control. And Charles, I think one of the reasons he wanted to put up 50% was because he wanted to make sure that I got to make the movie that I wanted to make, which was very generous of him.
King knows that representation matters. He was born in Harlem in 1969 and grew up in an Atlanta suburb where his father was a pediatrician and his mother wrote novels and poetry. While studying political science at Vanderbilt, a friend suggested he become an entertainment lawyer.
Growing up in Decatur, Georgia, in a middle-class family, I just didn't know what an entertainment lawyer did. But I'd watched this television show with my mother called L.A. Law. And I remember there was one black character on the show played by Blair Underwood. And he was this charismatic African-American attorney at this firm. And he stood up for himself. And he was just the man.
I think that a small, prestigious firm such as Mackenzie Brackman could be more responsive to my personal needs.
That inspired King to study at Howard University School of Law. After graduating in 1997, he packed up a U-Haul truck and moved to Los Angeles with a few hundred dollars to his name. His 10-year plan to lead his own entertainment and media company began in the mailroom at the famed William Morris Agency.
I looked at the agency world as the perfect launching ground to get my feet wet, to build relationships, to understand the industry.
As a trainee in the mailroom, King brought in new clients like hip-hop star Missy Elliott. He got to know the company's CEO. He networked at conferences, and he wrote reports on the revenue potential of Black, Latino, and Asian audiences. King moved up quickly.
You know, when I got promoted, it was the first time in, I believe, 101 years to go from African-American to go from mailroom to film and television agent, at least in the Beverly Hills office. I was actually very good at being an agent, and I broke some tremendous ground. I became the first black partner in the history of Hollywood at WME when William Morris and Endeavor merged.
Among his clients, Oprah, Janet Jackson, Lin-Manuel Miranda, and Tyler Perry, who he signed before anyone in Hollywood knew who he was. He introduced Perry to studio executives and got them to see his plays. King set up a deal at Lionsgate for Perry's first film, Diary of a Mad Black Woman.
You ain't finna put me on no house arrest.
It's either that or prison.
I take the house arrest.
You know, everyone was like, oh my God, I can't believe this $5 million movie made $50 million at box office and sold millions and millions and millions of DVDs. And that was just the launch of this incredible franchise and business.
King helped Perry set up a new business model for syndicating TV projects. In his fifth year as an agent, in 2005, he also brought in filmmaker Craig Brewer, whose film Hustle and Flow was a big seller at the Sundance Film Festival. King began repping the film star Terrence Howard, who earned an Oscar nomination, and he began representing Prince. King says as an African-American man, he had to make 10 times as many phone calls as his colleagues representing white movie stars and filmmakers, and he did a lot of educating about the value of diversity.
The leaders at the top of William Morris, and frankly, the senior chairman level of a lot of the studios that I would interface with, they would usually get it. A lot of times you find it's the people in the middle that are less visionary. And so, yeah, of course there were moments where I would literally be discussing things or bringing up concepts in meetings and literally got laughed at. And then a few years later, I was running the meetings because I was generating 10 times more revenue than they were.
In 2015, after nearly 20 years at William Morris, King took a leap of faith. He left the agency to create Macro. They launched a month before the Oscars So White movement began and hit it out of the ballpark with the first film they produced, Fences.
I bust my butt putting up with them crackers every day because I like you. You're about the biggest fool I ever saw. It's my job. It's my responsibility.
Fences earned star Denzel Washington an Oscar nomination and co-star Viola Davis a Best Supporting Actress Award. Then Mary J. Blige was nominated for another Macro film, Mudbound.
You're the one always talking about saving. I own and I own parts are the only way to get up from under their foot.
Since then, Macro has produced other films, including Just Mercy, Sorry to Bother You, and the series Hentified and Raising Dion. Earlier this year, King's company inked a first-look deal with Warner Brothers to develop and package features. King says up to 70% of his team's leaders are women. He says Macro's mission is to present a new paradigm in the media landscape to disrupt the way things have always been done.
This is not just about building a entertainment and media brand that will be around for generations. This is also about lifting culture. It's about creating opportunity. It's about making our world better.
King says his empire in Hollywood has only just begun. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.